Ah, well, guys, here's a guy that you should know. To me, he's kind of a legend. He's not my hero, because I don't have heroes, but he's certainly a legend. Of course, this is John Cleese, who was in Monty Python's Fawlty Towers, and a couple of films as well, Fish Called Wanda. And he certainly can be very funny, and he's a very talented man. But even he can fall for the Femon's marriage extortion. And he did. So he was married to this Femon for 16 years, I believe. But then they got divorced, and she got £20 million in the divorce settlement. Even he doesn't understand why she got so much. Of course, it doesn't make him poor, but it's a big chunk of his money. And I kind of worked it out for the 16 years they were together. She got £1,250,000 a year, which works out to be about £24,000 a week. Hey, that's a pretty good goddamn wage. And I guess she got that for being his wife. Well, what did he get for being her husband? Zero. All marriage really is extortion from the Femons, which is backed by the government. Because at the end of the day, it's always about money. He's 84 years of age now, and he's still working. And I believe he's no wiser, because he's married again. Hopefully they have a nice, real good prenup. But this man will leave a great legacy. I wonder what his wife that got £20 million will leave. And this is just another news item on the side, but it's kind of the same vein, extortion. This is a disgraced US attorney, which I believe is a Femon, who spent lavishly on fancy meals on the taxpayer's dime, an investigation has found. No kidding. What a surprise. Never trust a Femon. Extortion is their game. Take it easy, guys, and watch your wallet.